We're beginning here at the bottom of Yutet Amud Bet. The Gemara discussed the position of Rav, which is anything that's repeated within Minachot, that is Me'akev. Whereas if it's not repeated, then it's not Me'akev with regards to Minachot. Gemara is going to bring a question now, or challenge Rav. Matifla Rav Huna, Hare Melach, Delotana Beikra. You have Melach placing the salt on the comets before it goes on the Mizbeach. There, the Pasuk does not repeat the Tzivoy for the necessity of bringing that to Melach, and nevertheless, Umakvabe, and it's still Ma'akev. You have to put the Melach on. Titania, we have a Brita. Brit Melach Olam Hu. Shitehei, Brit Amura be Melach Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It says Brit Melach Olam, that there should be a Brit with the Melach, meaning that you have to, all carbonot have to have Melach on them without stop. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Nemar kan Brit Melach Olam Hu, venemar lahalan. Brit Kuhunat Olam in Parshat Pinchas. Kashem she'i afshar lekarbonot below Kuhuna, kach afshar lekarbonot below Melach. There's some sort of loose gezer shava, but the idea that the Brit that's associated with Kuhuna is absolutely necessary for there to be karbonot, so too the Brit with Melach, it's absolutely necessary for it to be there for the karbonot to be kshirim. And Rashi points out, ben Rabbi Yehuda, ben Rabbi Shimon, like a midei. There's no difference between their opinions, because they are just mashmut doshim. It's a question how they learn it out from the pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it comes from the pasuk itself, the brit melech olam, that in itself indicates that there's a need, or a constant need for melech, whereas Rabbi Shimon learns it out from the association with the brit kunat olam. Just to point out that Rabbeinu Tam does not like the girsa that we have in our Gemara, and therefore he changes it, because he says that the girsa that is mentioned here is talking about the achilat ha-kohanim, and not about the achilat ha-mizbeach. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam garis melech brit, which is the pasuk that is found here by the Menachot, which has v'chol karbon min chadcha melech timlach, v'lo tashbid melech brit, so the Rabbeinu Tam uses the pasuk that's found here in Perek Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, as that is the brit that the Gemara is referring to, or the Brit is referring to, and therefore he adjusts the girsa to reflect that. He says that the brit that the Gemara is quoting, according to the way we have it, by Mibar Yud Chet, is from Pashat Shlach, which is talking about the Matnot Kuhuna. Matnot Kuhuna is about the Achilat Kohanim, nothing to do with Achilat Mizbeach. And therefore he says that the correct Brit that should be quoted is from the Pasuk here in Vayikra Bet, which is talking about Karbonot and what is going on in the Mizbeach. So now, we have a problem here. We have a necessity to have Melach on a Korban, including the comments of a Mincha, yet it's not repeated. If it's not repeated, then how could it be, according to Rav, that it is Me'akev? So the one answer is, I'm Rav Yosef, Rav, Ketana Didan, severely. There's another Tana that argues on Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, and that's the Tana Didan, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Damar lo Melach Kasher. He says, if he didn't put on Melach on the Korban, Kasher, Bidi Evid, if there's an absence of Melach, the Korban is still good. So he believes, obviously, the Tana of our Mishnah, that it's not Me'akev. So Rav can hold, like the Tana of our Mishnah, against the Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, the Tanaim of the Baraita. That's one possibility. That's the case. Why don't you be consistent through our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, if you didn't do Yitzikah, if you didn't do Blila, if you didn't do Melach, all the items there, then B'diavad, it's Ksheira. Well, if you're going to suggest by Melach that the Kashrut is when you don't do it at all, say the same thing by Yitzikah. By Yitzikah in the Mishnah, when it says you don't do Yitzikah, it doesn't mean that a Kohen doesn't do it, but a Zar does it. Rather, it means not Yitzikah at all. Yitzikah. Ela, lo yitzak kohen, elazar. Hachanami, if you're going to say that, you can't say that by yitzikah. We know because yitzikah is me'akev. Yitzikah is me'akev either because it's repeated, we mentioned this yesterday, either because it's repeated between the minchat solit, which says v'yatzak aleha shemen, and the minchat machavat, which says v'yatzak ta aleha shemen minchahi, or because of the minchahi that is mentioned, it's me'akev. So if that's the case, we interpreted the lo yitzak in our Mishnah to be lo yitzak kohen, elazar. That doesn't have to be done by a kohen, it can be done by a zar. So why don't you suggest the same thing here? Lo, melach, kohen, elazar. That the melach wasn't put on by a kohen, it was put on by a zar. And that would be this. Why do you have to say that when our Mishnah says that he do melach, doesn't mean that he didn't do it at all. It just wasn't done by a kohen, it was done by a zar. And that's why it's b'diavad k'shera. Amar lei, v'chit aleh adatcho, shezar kariv, gabi mizbeach. Where is the salting done in terms of karbonot? It's done at the top of the mizbeach. Well, if it's not at the top of the mizbeach, no zar is going to be there to do the melach. So there's nothing to talk about a zayr doing it. When you're talking about the the Eir Yatzakta, when you have preparation of the Mincha, Azar can be in the Azara. There's the area of Makom Hiluch Ragla Yisrael. In that area, he could be there. He could be a part of the preparation of the Mincha. He's part of the preparation of the Mincha. He could do the Yitzika instead of the Kohen. So B'diyavir, if the Zar does it, it's okay by the Yitzika. Over here by the Melach, there's no opportunity. It's impossible for a Zar to do it. The place that they salted is on top of the Mizbeach. The Zar can't be there. He can't be there, then he can't be the one doing it. So the only option explaining the Melach in our Mishnah is no Melach at all. And therefore, that'll be who Rav holds like. The time of the Rav holds like is that the absence of Melach is B'diyavid Kshera. V'bayitema. The other possibility is Kevin Detir Bey Brit. Yaman Detonah Bey Krodam Yo Brit. Like we saw before with regards to B'chein Ta'aseh or Zotiyeh, that these are the Shonot of Ikuv. Even though there's no repetition of the Pasuk, the word Brit itself is the equivalent of a repetition. It gives it a stronger force in terms of its necessity at Sivui, and therefore a Brit here will mean, even according to Rav, that you must do it, and it's La'akev. Mar says, V'lo tana ve'kra? Does the Torah really not repeat this? Ve'aktiv, it says in our Pasuk here, by the Menachot, in Vayikra Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'chol korban minchatcha ba'melach timlach. And then it says, V'lo tishbid melach brit alokecha mi'al minchatecha, kor korbancha takriv melach. That's repetition you have over here. Mar says, how invite that we need, because Letanya, Ilu ne'amar korban b'melach, if it told us that the korban requires melach, then what I would have thought is, Shomei, I would include it everything. Everything that's called a korban requires melach. That means including wood and blood have to be salted before they put on mizbeach. Tamar lomar mincha. Therefore, we have b'chol korban minchatcha b'melach timlach, not b'chol korban cha b'melach timlach. So the minchatcha qualifies which type of korban is going to have melach on it. Not all korbanot will get melach. Ma mincha miuchedet she'acherim ba'im chovala af kol she'acherim ba'im chovala. What will be the determination of what's brought? What's similar to a korban mincha? Well, a mincha requires something else to consume it on the mizbeach. It requires etzim to burn the komets on the mizbeach. So only items that require something else to consume them or to be placed on the mizbeach will qualify for melach. Well, etzim don't need other etzim to burn them. They can burn themselves. And the dam doesn't require anything else to put on the mizbeach. It's sprinkled on the mizbeach. It's nishbach on the mizbeach. There's nothing else that it requires in order to get it on the mizbeach. Therefore, dam and etzim will not be included in melach. I ma mincha, why do you have to learn it that way? Why don't you say it this way? I ma mincha miuchedet shimeteret. Just like by the mincha, what goes on the mizbeach is the komets, which is matir the shiraim. Af kol shematir. So I'll say any matir will require melach. Avi dam shematir. And I'll include dam. The exclusion will be etzim. Etzim are not a matir, but dam is a matir. So maybe dam should require salting before it's placed on the mizbeach. Dam is matir de remorim in the basar for the mizbeach. So the dam is a matir. It's also mechaper. So dam maybe should be included. Maritam alomar, it says at the end of the pasuk, mi'al minchatecha. It says, v'lo teshbin melach brit elokecha, mi'al minchatecha. Al minchatecha is the second time it mentions mincha. So y'al minchatecha, that means, v'lo mi'al damecha. V'lo al damcha. That it goes on the minachot, but not on the damim. Yochot hei mincha kula tuna melach. So I would think the entire mincha should require melach. Tamal omar korban. Korban tu'an melach v'en mincha kula tu'na melach. Only that which is going on the mizbeach requires melach, but the mincha itself does not require melach. So that means the komets is salted, but the shirayim are not salted. So v'en li ela komets. So all I know so far is the komets. How do I know minayin rabot et levona? How do I know that levona is also included in this requirement for salting? So merabe ani et levona shebakein ba ima v'kli echad. Because it comes in a single kli with it. The levona is brought with the komets. They're put together at one point. They're a single unit at one point. How do I know to include livona, meaning independent livona, where you are mitnadev bifnei atzma, livona ba bazichim, or livona that's found in bazichim and lechem apanim, v'aktoret, minchat kohanim, minchat kohen mishiach, minchat nesachim. All those are kalil on the mizbeach. There is no komets with those items. The emurei chatat, v'emurei asham, v'emurei kodshei kodoshim. Emurim of the chatat and the asham, kodshei kodoshim. There's only one thing left, which is the sham. So the emurim of the kodshi kodshim, ve'emurei kodshim kalim, that go on the mizbeach, ve'evrei ola, and all the limbs of the ola, ve'ola ta'of, all these items that go on the mizbeach, minayin, how do I know that they get melach place on them? Tamal omar, al koro korbancha takriv melach. It's the end of the pasuk. Al koro korbancha takriv melach tells us that you do require salting for all these items. So now the Gemara is going to go back and dissect the Braita a little bit. But what we have so far is a requirement for salting of the komets, which is clear. Kol karban mincha b'melach timlach. That's a requirement of the komets to be salted. It's not the whole mincha because it says korban. And it's not everything because it's qualified by mincha techa. By being qualified by mincha techa, that excludes dam and etzim. Then it says, v'lo tashbit melach brit elokecha mi'al mincha techa. Now the Gemara, the Braita also said that excludes dam. So the Gemara will ask, why do I need two mute? Him for dam, and then the last part of that pasuk is alkor korbancha takriv melach. Alkor korbancha comes to include all these extra items here. The Gemara will again ask, why do I need that? We just said that anything that's dome to a mincha has melach on it. Why do I need alkor korbancha takriv melach? I'm just giving you what the amar mars are going to be through the Gemara here. We had a braita, right? Had three sections to it. Now the Gemara is going to dissect why I need each one of those sections. There is a bright at the top of Chafav Omer Aleph that says, Aval ayayin v'adam v'etzim v'ktoret ein turim melach, that they don't require. So the ktoret is excluded from melach. It would make a lot of sense. It's not one of the smanonei ktoret. It's brought on the Mizbech HaZahav. There's a lot of reasons to believe that it doesn't require melach. So they would eliminate ktoret from the gears of this bright. Alright, so now the Gemara says, Amar mar, ein li ela komets. I only know about the komets. Minayin rabotet levona. Rabbe adin et levona. She came by ima b'kli echad. Because it comes in one kli. Va'amart. Didn't you already say, ma mincha miyuchedet she'achrim bayim chovala? Didn't you just say before that there's a limud? Whatever, the mincha here comes to qualify what korban goes on. That's any korban that has something else that is needed to burn it or consume it. Well, the levona has the same as the komets. The only way to burn the levona is to put it on the wood, on the fire that's there on the mizbech. Just like the komets. So why do I need an additional ribuy for levona? It comes b'kli echad. Why don't you just say that it's included under the qualification that mincha creates? Hachi gamar eva korban klal. Let us suggest that the pasuk is actually korban. B'chol korban is a klal. Mincha minchatcha b'melach timlach is a prat. Klal prat in b'chol amasher b'prat. The din of klal prat means that the prat comes to define what the general statement is made about, and therefore b'chol korban mincha would mean only the mincha and nothing else. So then I would say mincha in. Hadar Amar, then the pasuk concludes with Al Kor Korbancha Takriv Melach. So that is Hazar Ve Klal. If that's the case, then you have Klal Uprat Uchlal. Iata Dan Eloke Ena Prat. Ma Prat Mifurash Shacharim Bayim Chovala. Af Kol Shacharim Bayim Chovala. Anything that comes to be or assist this item from being burnt. Acharim debayim chovala manehu. What are the chovot? What is that item that brings it? Itzim. So afkol itzim. So afkol itzim. Anything that requires fire to consume it, that's considered a chova. Now Gemara says, why do you have to read it that way? Why don't you say acharim debayim chovala means something that comes along with it, alongside with it? So that says ema levona. Let us say that. What does it mean? Abayim la chova. Something that comes along with it means levona. And levona also comes with it. And that would also include ba'aiti dam. Something that generates something else to be brought along with it. That will be included. So here the komets generates levona, the necessity for the levona to be brought alongside it. And ba'aiti dam, and I'll include dam dika nisachim, because the dam also generates another chova. What's that? The dam generates the need for the yayin and the shemen to be brought on the mizbeah. So those items, each of those items generate a chova, meaning the chova here is not that there's something else needed to be makrivit, but rather it causes something else to come along with it. So the komets causes levona to come along with it, and the dam causes nesachim to come along with it. That means that we would include dam and exclude itzim. Where it says nesachim b'hadei emurim hu da'atu. Dam is not the generator of the nesachim; it's the emurim that caused the nesachim to be brought. How do I know that? My timer, because achila v'shtiya, because the mizbeach needs to eat and drink. I mean that in a figurative sense. If you're going to put emurim on as the achilata mizbeach, then you have to provide alongside with it the nesachim, which are the drinking of the mizbeach. So they come as a package. Where it says adarabah. Let's say that it belongs to the dam, the nesachim, because kapara de simcha, that the dam provides the kapara. And when you're provided with kapara, what do? You celebrate. Simcha. By hayayin hamasameach elukim v'anashim. I'm reading Rashi. The mishnit chaper chet'o sameach. So therefore, the yayin is the celebration of the kapara. So it should be more associated with the dam than it should be associated with the emurim. Ella, the answer is, livona ba'a ima b'kli echad, that the livona comes along with the komets in a single entity. Nisachim ain't ba'im b'kli echad. The nisachim don't come in a single halachically, not with the Emurim, not with the Dam. So therefore, they're going to be excluded. So even if you want to learn it that way, Lavona is different than Dam because it doesn't have the associated item coming with it in as a single unit. So itzim, just like it's mitkasher the mincha, so too it's mitkasher all the karbanot, and therefore that's the way to read the chuvah over here. The chuvah is the itzim that come to provide a burning of the mincha, so too over here it provides the burning of all karbanot, and all our karbanot will be included. Struggle type of the Gemara is I have this Acherim Debaim Chovala. So that's the requirement of the Minchor. That's what Mincha teaches me through the Klal Ukrat Ukhla. So our suggestion is, what is that? That means Eitzim. That means the wood to burn on the Mizbeach. I'll include anything that's burnt by wood. I will exclude Dam and Eitzim. Dam and Eitzim that don't require other Eitzim to burn them. That's what I'll exclude from there. The Gemara says, why do you have to do that? Read it that it's something not that it's Chova, Bala Chova, Acherim Baim Chovala. That something else comes as a Chova alongside of it. So over here, the Komet says something that comes alongside of it will be the Livona. Dam will have something that comes alongside it, which is Nisachim, and I'll include Dam, and I'll exclude Eitzim. So Gemara says, first, Dam doesn't have anything that comes with it. Nisachim aren't associated with the Dam, they're associated with the Emurim. Gemara says, no, they are associated with the Dam because of Kapara and Simcha. So Gemara then says, well, there's a difference. There's a big difference in terms of what you call Chovala. Levona comes in the same kli as the Mincha. The Nisachim don't come in the same kli as the Dam. If that's the case, you would never have included Dam and Nisachim because of Nisachim, because of the Komets and Levona. They're not the same structure. They're not the same structure, then it's not Ke'en HaPrat. And you would never include a Dam. If that's the case, I'm going back to my original interpretation of what Chova means over here. The original interpretation means Eitzim. And therefore, just like Ke'orim Mincha requires Eitzim to burn it on the Mizbech, something else, so too all other carbonate that require Eitzim are included over here. And I will exclude them and Eitzim, which don't require other Eitzim to be placed on the Mizbech. I just wanted to be sure that the Bayin LaChova really means Eitzim, and doesn't mean this other interpretation of Bayin Chova means comes with it. It says, well, what would you include it? What would have been added in that? The Gemara says, well, Dam and Nisachim. Dam and Nisachim don't fit the same mold that you have by Komets and Levona. Since it doesn't fit the same mold, then it wouldn't have been included. So you didn't do anything with that. That's not Ke'en HaPrat. So therefore, we go back to the original understanding that it means Eitzim. Now the Gemara says, okay, now that you've said that the Prat is the Eitzim, meaning that something that is Bayim Chovala, Veima, why don't you say this? Ma Prat Mefurash Shacharim Bayim Chovala, Umateret Af Kol Shacharim Bayim Chovala, Umateret. Komets has both aspects to it. The Komets is both Chovala, something else has to come to put it on the Mizbeach, but it's also a Matir. So why do you say Ke'en HaPrat means that I need both of those items? I need both something that's Bayim Chovala and as a Matir. Umanihu. And what is that? Lovana haba'a b'zichim d'shar yalechem apanim. And that's what will be included. Aval midah achrina lo. Other items will not be included because they don't have both aspects of them. They're not both a matir and something else is brought in order to consume it. Mid itzrich. The Gemara says no, because it says at the end of the pasuk mi'al minchatecha below mi'al damecha. The fact that we have a miut for dam michlal dehana kulu atu b'chadzad. That shows you that you would have had a havamina to bring it in b'chadzad. So let's think about this. Before in the Braita, we had two possibilities about what the comparison to Mincha is. We had one possibility that the comparison to Mincha is Acherim Bayim Chovala, that he requires something else to consume it on the Mizbeach. The other possibility, and that's what the Gemara said in the Braita said, well, why don't you include Dam and say that it's any Matir? And Dam's a Matir and should be included. The Braita said Dam's excluded because it says Mi'al Mincha Techa below Mi'al Damecha. The fact that the Torah had to exclude Dam shows you that one Tzad, one common denominator, between the two of them in order to include them. Only one common thing between them. Because if you required both, then you would never have to exclude Dam. Because Dam only has one thing shared with the Mincha. So the fact that the Torah excludes Dam shows you that you would have thought to include Dam from the one shared item between them. Right, so now once I've excluded Dam, then I know that you only need one. Well, it's obviously not the one that includes Dam, because that we excluded. So it must be the other one item. So what's the other one item? That Acherim Bayim Chovala. So that's what the Gemara explains here, why we learned it as a Tzad Echad, and not Shnei Tzadim. Why do you have to only have one thing in common, and not two things in common? So now the Gemara says, Veima, Mi'al Minchatecha, Vilo Mi'al Evarecha. Why do you go in the direction of excluding Dam? Why don't you go in the direction of excluding the other Tzad? I mean that the two items that are common by the Mincha and other items, one is that it's a Matir, and number two is that it's Acherim Bayim Chovala. Well, Acherim Bayim Chovala means that you need Eitzim to burn them. Well, the Evarim require that. That Acherim are Matir, that's Dam. So why did you come come and say that Mi'am Min Chateka excludes Dam and includes Evarim. Do it the other way around. Exclude Evarim and include Dam. How did you know which side to emphasize? How do you know which of the two items is the proper one? So Mar says, Mistavra Evarim Havalei Leribuye. It makes sense to include Evarim, Shekein. They have some in common, something in common with the Kometz, which is Ashban Tamei Siman. They have those six items in common, even though there's seven letters here, the Gemara only posits six of them. The Rabbeinu Tam includes the seventh. But Acherim Baim Chobala Kemota. Number one is that they share this common item, that they both need something else to consume them on the Mizbeach. Number two, Ishim Kemota. They're placed on the fire like it. Number three is that they're Bechutz Kemota, that they're only done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Number four is Notar Kemota, that they have a din of Notar and Tum'ah Kemota, they can become Tamei like it, and Mi'ila Kemota, and they have a din of Mi'ila Kemota. All these six items are not true by the Dam. By the Dam, you need nothing else to get on the Mizbeach. It itself ends up in the Mizbeach. It doesn't go on the fire. It goes on the Mizbeach itself. It goes in Pnimi. There are Hazot Damim that are done inside the Eichal, which is not true of the Hakravat Devarim or the Kometz. It doesn't have an Adin of Notar Tuman Mi'ila that we learned in the Mishnah in the Zvachim. The Dam has that unique status that Tzlate Krai Tivi B'Dam. There are three Psukim by Dam, Kon Chadamute Notar, Chadamute Tuman, Chadamute Mi'ila, that is not included in any of those issues that come up for Karbanot. They do not apply to Dam. So because of that, we have now six items that are common or connected between the Kometz and the Evarim. There is a seventh one, if you look at the Siman. The Siman is Ashban Tamei. The last Aleph we did not include over here, and that the Rabbeinu Tam says in the Tosfos, he says that it's Ochel Kemota. That it's like, it's a food item like it. Shirigilot l'mloach ochlim. So people normally salt food items. So the Kometz and the Evarim are items that are otherwise eaten outside the Mizbeach, and therefore require Melach. The Dam isn't something that is consumed even outside the Mikdash. So that's the last thing that Rabbeinu Tam says. There's actually a seventh thing that compares them. So the Gemara is going to say, Adarabba. There are also common denominators between the Dam and the Kometz. Adarabba, Dam Avalei Derubiyeh, it should include a Dam. Shekein Matir Kamota, that's the common denominator, the Matir, they're both Matirim. And Nifsal B'Shkiat HaChama Kamota, and they both are problematic after Shkiat HaChama, that you can't do Zrikat Adam Balayla, because the Pasuk says, Beyom Tzavotoet B'nei Yisrael Akriv. Only during the daytime can you be Makriv. You can't be Makriv at night. And Minayin L'dam Shenifsal B'Shkiat HaChama Tamalomar Beyom HaKrivo Et Zivcho. The day that you bring your Zivach, that's when you can do the Zrikat Adam. Otherwise you can't do it. So sunset cuts off Dam. But every Olah we know that you can put them up all night. That's the Evarim Ptarim. That's in Mariv. It's connected. Evarim Ptarim. That you can put them all night on the Mizbeach. Hanaf Nefishin. You have six against two or seven against two. So there's more reason to believe that we're including the Evarim and excluding the Dam, rather than to say we're including Dam and excluding the Evarim. So now what I have a Klal Prat Uchlal. The Prat has two specific items associated. Number one, the Mincha is a Matir. And number two is that the Mincha is something that requires something else to burn it on the Mizbeach. Which of those two items should I use as the Prat? And I also have at the end of the Pasuk, Mi'am Mincha Tekah, to come to exclude one of those two items. How do I know what to include and what to exclude? Well, that comes from what's the common between them. There are more things that are common between the Evarim and the Kometz than there are between the Dam and the Kometz. Therefore, I'll learn, Mi'al min chatecha velo al damecha, Dam is excluded. That means that the common denominator that I look for with the Mincha is acherim ba'im chovala, other things that require etzim to burn them on the Mizbeach. Over here, the Rabbeinu Tam mentions his famous Shita, and that is the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam that requires 72 minutes to get from the time the sun leaves the horizon until you get to Tzeit HaKochavim. It's mentioned here, we saw it also in Zvachim, and it's mentioned here because it says, Dam's Nifsal B'Shkiat HaChama. The Dam is Nifsal with the sun setting. And the Rabbeinu Tam asks over here, what does it mean that it's Pasol b'shkiat achama? I already know that from Yom Tzavotov. Yom Tzavotov says that when Tzeit HaKochavim comes, that you can't get any voda. So what the Rabbeinu Tam suggests over here is that the fact that the Dam is pasol because of the additional pasuk written by Dam tells us that's from the earlier shkiat achama. And this comes to what Rabbeinu Tam Shita is basically based on. Rabbeinu Tam believes that they're actually the sun sets twice. It sets once when it leaves the horizon, and sets a second time when it becomes dark, when it actually moves through the kippah. And we'll speak about this in a second. Which is that the Gemara in Pesachim tells us that kama malech adam benoni biyom, how long is the walking of an individual over a day? Eser parsaot is the equivalent of 10 parsaot or 40 mil. That is the normal walking of a person over a day. And we know that a day is 12 hours or 720 minutes. That means that each meal is equal to 18 minutes. The Gemara says that Mishpiyat HaChama until Tzeit HaKohavim is 4 mil, or 1/10 of the day. That means that from Shkiyat HaChama, from the sunset until Tzeit HaKohavim, is actually 72 minutes. Yet there's a stira from the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Chav Halmon Bet says that the Ben HaShemashot, or the time period between Shkiyat HaChama and Tzeit HaKohavim, is actually 3/4 of a meal. 3/4 of a meal is 13.5 minutes. So how do we reconcile between the Gemara in Shabbat and the Gemara in Pesachim? The problem is that the deyo there is a common deyo. It's one tano. So you can't say that the Gemara are arguing. We have to reconcile between them. The way the Rabbeinu Tam reconciles between them is to say that they're actually two shkiot. The sun sets twice. The sun sets once when it leaves the horizon. From the time that it leaves the horizon until Seita Kukhavim is 72 minutes. And that's what the Gemara in Pesachim is speaking about. The Gemara in Shabbos that says that it's actually 3/4 of a meal, or 12.5 minutes, that's talking about the final stage of Shkiyah. I sent out pictures, you can see this now, that the belief that the sun actually goes along the, under the Rakia during the daytime. At night when it sets, not like we know that the sun figuratively goes under the earth, it goes underneath, and then it rises on the other side. Obviously, it's the earth that is orbiting the sun, but for our purposes, it looks like the sun is moving around us, so the sun moves around the entire earth and then comes back to the point it started. Their belief, and the Rabbeinu Tam's belief, was that it actually went through the Rakia, over the top of the Rakia, and returned back to where it was going to rise the next morning. So those two shkiot are actually determined by this fact. When the sun leaves the horizon, it's actually, according to Rabbeinu Tam, entering into the Rakia. Now the Rakia is covered by a kippah. That kippah is solid and doesn't allow the light to be seen. So as long as the sun is now in the Rakia, there's still light on the horizon. Once the sun reaches the other side of the kippah, you will see no light anymore, and that'll be Tzeit HaKohavim. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam explains. By the time the sun leaves the horizon, it's now in the Rakia. It's going through the Rakia, and that's what we call the first Shkiyah, Shkiyat HaChama. The second Shkiyat HaChama happens, man, Mitishka HaChama, is when the sun begins to penetrate or go through the kippah. That period of time, from the time that the sun goes through the kippah until it's on the other end of the kippah, that's the Gemara in Shabbos, that's 3/4 of a meal, that's
13.5 minutes.
And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's absolute daytime until basically
58.5 minutes.
After the sun sets, leaves the horizon, it's still absolute daytime. Ben HaShemashot lasts
58.5 minutes.
Until 72 minutes. That's the Ben HaShemashot, and that's what's mentioned in the Gemara and Shabbos. And then Tzeit HaKohavim happens after that point in time, after the 72 minutes. And the Rabbeinu Tam says, he differentiates throughout Shas and says, you have to look in Shas. How do I know which Shkiyah they're talking about? He says, whenever the Shas says Shkiyah Techama, it means the first Shkiyah, when it leaves the horizon. Whenever it says Mishetishka Chama, once the sun has set, that's the end, that's the second Shkiyah. And that's his point here. The Gemara says that Dam is Nifsal B'Shkiyah Techama. Shkiyah Techama means the first Shkiyah. Because what if I would have learned it out of the Pasuk V'Yom Sabato, that all Karmenot would have to be done during the daytime? From there, I only would have learned you can do it up till
58.5 minutes
after Shkiyat HaChama, because that's when daytime ends. The next Yom comes over here by Dam to add on an additional earlier Shkiyah. To tell you that Dam's Nifsal, even from the first time the sun sets, from the time the sun leaves the horizon, it's Pasul. And that's why it uses the term Shkiyat HaChama here and not Mishetishka HaChama. Rabbeinu Tam learns also by Chanukah. Nerot Chanukah, it says Mishetishka HaChama. Shetishka HaChama, according to Rabbeinu Tam, means 59.5 minutes after the sun leaves the horizon. He says, I can prove it to you, because if you light the candles at Shkiyat HaChama when the sun leaves the horizon, it's day still, it's light out still. It's light out, there's no purpose in lighting candles. So it must be there where it says Mishetishka HaChama, that means
58.5 minutes
later. That's when you do the candle lighting for the Chanerot Chanukah. That's near the Tzeit HaKohavim. But that little Ben HaShemashot,
13.5 minutes.
In between. Now, truthfully, many of the Rishonim are sover like the Rabbeinu Tam. And I brought for you all the Mikorot, for all the Rishonim that support the position. Both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, all Paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, or somewhat like the Rabbeinu Tam. And the question is, why we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam? The answer is that the Gra says that it's wrong. The Gra does not learn like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Gra has a different way to reconcile between the Gemara in Shabbos and Pesachim. And the Gra says, no, that Shkiyat HaChama, the sun setting, is the real Shkiyat HaChama. It's when the sun leaves the horizon. Therefore, we all, despite all these other poskim mishonim that paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam, we nevertheless hold like the Gra, and we hold that Shkiyat HaChama is really the Shkiyat HaChama of the leaving the horizon. Yet, the suggestion by the Mishnah Berurah and many others is that we be choshesh for the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore, anything that requires Shkiyat HaChama to be done before Shkiyat HaChama, we should stop before the sun leaves the horizon. And if they require Tzedek Chochavim, we should wait until after Tzedek Chochavim of the Rabbeinu Tam, meaning 72 minutes later. As the Mishnah Berurah says, people should be makpid to let the Shabbos go after 72 minutes, not before that, because of the Chashash Rabbeinu Tam, who everybody paskins like. But again, Malacha on Erev Shabbos, you should stop when the sun leaves the horizon, if that's Shkiyat HaChama. That should be the determination at the front end. So we're choshesh the Shkiyat HaShitot, we're machmir the Shkiyat HaShitot, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Obviously, Rabbeinu Tam is much harder to understand here in Eretz Yisrael. Up in Europe and in Eastern Europe as well, it's easier to understand the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Even in America, it's easier to understand because the Ben HaShemashot lasts for a much longer duration. Over here in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to understand that 72 minutes should be the duration of sunset. The duration of twilight of that period of Ben HaShemashot is much shorter. So whatever you say that the Gra holds in terms of the length between the Shkiyah until Tzeit HaChlamim seems to be more appropriate here, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Tam is less likely to make sense. By the time you get to 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, it's clearly dark. It's really dark. And you don't have that extended twilight that happens. And therefore, it makes Rabbeinu Tam much harder to understand in Eretz Yisrael than it does in Chutz Laretz. The Amamar, again, here we're going back to the Breita. Shomei ani afilu etzim bedam shenikru karban. I would have included etzim and dam that are called a karban. Man shmaile damar etzim ikrei karban. Who is the author of this position that etzim are called a korban? Rabbi. The Rabbi, by Bo Melech. According to Rabbi, they do require melech. If you want to say here that I would add a havamino, that etzim are called a korban, and therefore they should require melech, and then the Breita comes and says, no, they don't require melech. Well, who's the author of that position that says etzim are called korban? That's Rabbi. And according to Rabbi, etzim do require melech. They do require to be salted. So how did the Breita come to the conclusion that they don't need to be salted? The Tanya. Korban, melamech mitnadvim etzim. Learn from this that you can be mitnadev etzim, that you can voluntarily bring etzim to the Mikdash. Bekama, when you say, I want to bring etzim, what is that? Shnei gizarim. To bring two logs. Two large logs that you bring to the Mikdash. V'chenu umer, v'agoralot, v'alno al kormana etzim. That in Nehemiah it says that they had the goralot to determine who should bring up the etzim to the Mizbeach, to bring up to provide the wood for the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. So now Rabbi Amar, etzim korban mincha heim. Etzim are classified like a korban mincha. And he learned that out from the beginning of the parsha of Neshev Kita Kriv korban mincha l'Hashem. That korban word comes to include, that's a ribuy of etzim. That are etzim included. Therefore, tu'unim melach, they're required to be salted like a korban mincha. V'tu'unim al-gasha, and they have to be put against the Mizbeach, because they're just like a mincha. V'amar Rava, the divrei Rabbi, etzim. According to Rabbi, they also require kemitza. If it's going to be like a mincha, it's going to be fully like a mincha, it's going to require a kemitza as well. And that, Tosfos asked him that, wait a minute. We know that anything that goes Khalil on Mizbeach doesn't require kemitza. Here the wood's going to be totally consumed on Mizbeach. What are you taking the kemitza off for? There's no shirayim to it. Says brings an example of the Minchat Chote, according to Rabbi Shimon. Minchat Chote of a Kohen, you do a kemitza and then you put both of them on the Mizbeach. You put the komets and the shirayim on the Mizbeach. So we do have a paradigm like that, that if you take off the kemitza, you still put the kemitza and the shirayim on the Mizbeach. So to here, take off the kemitza of the etzim, you put the etzim and the Mizbeach. Vamra Papa, the Divri Rabbi, etzim tzrichim etzim. According to Rabbi, the wood that you burn in this case will require other wood to burn it. Just like a mincha. Mincha requires other wood in the Mizbeach to burn it. This wood can't consume itself. I'll have to require other wood to consume it on the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, Rabbi is the author of this position that etzim are called a korban. And since he thinks that etzim are called a korban, then how could you come to the conclusion in our Braita that there is no melach required on etzim? Rabbi requires melach on etzim. So when I say sami mikan etzim, drop etzim from this Braita. The original Braita that we brought. The original Braita that we brought. It says, I would have thought to include damin etzim from korban. It says, mincha. Just like mincha, acherim ba'im chovala. So too, other items that are acherim ba'im chovala. Korban, damin etzim, don't have acherim ba'im chovala. Therefore they excluded. It's the first line of the Braita that we brought here. The one who says that they're called korban and includes them, says they do require melach. So how do you exclude? So says, sami mikan etzim. Ela kra l'mutei mai. So now what's the pasuk left to exclude? I l'mutei dam. If you're going to say the pasuk now excludes excludes dam, meaning the klal prato klal comes to exclude dam, dam mi'al minchatecha nafka. Already know that from mi'al minchatecha, mi'al mi'al damecha. So why are you saying now I need two psukim to exclude dam? So when it says, apik etzim v'ayon nisachim, take out etzim and replace them with nisachim. Korban, I would have thought the word korban would have included dam and nisachim, because they're both called korban. The dam is called korban because it's the ikor kapara, and the nisachim, which are also called a korban, but on the other hand, they are liquids. And the liquids are poured onto the mizbeach, and it does not require something else to consume it. So therefore, I have now dam and nisachim I would have thought to include from the word korban. The word minchatecha comes to tell me, no, don't include nisachim, because nisachim don't have anything else that is required to burn them on the mizbeach. They're poured directly on the mizbeach, therefore nisachim are not requiring melach. Dam is excluded from mi'al minchatecha vilo mi'al damecha. Tanya, we have a braita. Aval yain v'adam v'etzim v'aktaret ein turim melach. Because we have a braita that says yain, dam, etzim, toret, ein turim melach. That all of these items do not require melach. So the yain, being the nisachim over here, do not require melach, and that would support what we're saying here, that nisachim are excluded from the need to have melach placed on them. So Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of this bright that we just brought? That aval yain v'adam v'etzim aktor dein turim melach, who is it? I Rabbi, kosh etzim, like you just pointed out, Zvi. If it's Rabbi's the author of the bright, then etzim can't be included there. I Rabbonon, kosh ketoret. If it's the Rabbanon, then the Ketoret is a problem. So that's what you had mentioned before, Tzvi, about the Girsa, whether you include Ketoret or not, because the Rabbanon believe that Ketoret does not require Melach, it should not be included over here. So Mar says, Hi, Tanu. It's this Tanya. The Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Broko, Mer, Matrat, Mifurash, Davar, Shemekabel, Tuma, Volali, Shim, Vieshno, Al, Mizbech, Litzon, that the Prat here, the Mincha that we're talking about here, is something that is Mekabel, Tuma, number one. Number two is it goes on the fire. And number three is it's on the Mizbech Kitzon. Af kol davar mekabel tuma, avo lo ali ishim yesh noam Mizbech Kitzon. Yatsu, what am I going to exclude? Itzim, she'em mekabelim tuma. Yatsu, dam v'yayin, she'en olim li ishim. They don't go on the fire. Yatsak toret, she'en al Mizbech Kitzon. And Rashi points out that even though we do find that the Atzei Meracha are mekabel tuma, nevertheless, that's only because of Chibat Kodesh, and that's a din d'rabbanon. Midoraita, they are not mekabel tuma, and therefore they will be excluded from the pasuk on the din d'oraita level. The Chachamim will impose Tumah on them, that won't affect the fact that they're excluded from Melach. Ela Taima de Mi'atate Kra Ledam Havlach V'achi. Only because the Pasuk excluded Dam, had it not been for that, Havimina Dam Liboy Melach, I would have thought that Dam requires Melach. Gemara says, Kaven de Malche, Nafik Lemitara Dam. Once you salt Dam, it's not called Dam anymore. How could our Gemara have here, the original bright, or the bright over here, have the bright that we just brought, have a Havimina that Dam should require Melach, and I need a specific mute to exclude a Dam from Melach? Why? If you put salt into blood, it's no longer Dam, and then you can't do the Hazota Dam. So you have if you cook dam, it loses its shame dam, and therefore you're not going to be chayav for the drinking of blood. That's whether chulin or kodshim. If you drink the blood, you're not going to be chayav because it no longer has a shame blood. When you boil it, it loses its shame blood. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Ziri, Dam Shemilcho, Enu Averlav. And the same thing is true if you salt the blood. And that we have this in Bishul Basar B'Chalav, that salt has the same din as Bishul. So it's over here. The Bishul takes the Torah Dam from it. The salting takes away the Torah Dam from it. So if that's the case, then you won't have a shame Dam to it anymore. Rabbi Yehuda, Didei Amar, Ivarim Shitzalan, Be'elan, In Be'em Shum Nariach Nichoach. And Rabbi Yehuda himself says if you put out Ivarim, they're already cooked, and put them on the Mizbeach, they don't have a din of Riach Nichoach. So Madu Teima, Mishtaba, Mashahu, the mitzvah ba'alma. You put a drop of salt in there just to mekayim the mitzvah, and that's it. Now that you're going to salt it to the point where it's so salted that it loses its shame dam, the mashmalan, that you don't even have to do that. You don't have to place any salt in there whatsoever. There's no requirement of any salt inside of this dam. Okay, we'll stop over here.